Actually, quite a cool tune for setting the scene for our next interview. Good vibrations. It's 8.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on 88. Lots of eights coming up if you're a gambling soul. Use that as a hint. Top tip. Firstly, my top tip is don't. Secondly, if you have to, 8.8 is coming up. So be the one. Now, dear folks. Tricia Crooks is with me in the studio. She is representing today Hearts in Harmony, which is a breast cancer fundraiser at KS Sharla. Welcome to you. Nice to have you on the morning show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So for those that are interested in matters of the heart and matters of the mind and matters of the body, KS Sharla offers a fantastic opportunity for those looking for a sanctuary, really, in which to practice not just the physical aspect of yoga, but also the well-being aspect as well, which I think the wellness aspect is becoming more and more understood. How then does it feed into the breast cancer fundraiser that you're holding shortly?
Yes, so KS Sharla and the entire Slow Roads Collective, situated on the Claremont Farm there, has a beautiful community of people that come together, as you said, for the physical practice, the emotional, spiritual, mental practice of connecting to oneself and one's body, but also really connecting to community. And so a beautiful group of residents from the community have got together to honor Breast Cancer Awareness Month and put together an offering to bring community into that space. It's really seated in nature and allow and invite people to come and connect, to move, to breathe, to bring family and to really support each other. And so many of us who are on the breast cancer journey, either personally or alongside friends, family, and other community members who are in that space.
And apparently it is now a fact of life that cancer, and particularly breast cancer, is so ubiquitous that you definitely, if you are in a community of any description, you will know someone that is affected, or, you know, as you said, maybe it is a journey that you are walking. And the good news is that with support and with early intervention, often it's a good outcome. So this is what clearly you are aiming for in terms of the event that you're hosting shortly. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So the event is taking place at the Slow Roads Collective. So we've got KS Sharla, that beautiful yoga studio, outdoor, situated in nature. And then the other collective participants, Mello Nello is an incredible coffee shop and breakfast spot. There's the plant space, the dopamine pizza place in the back. And really what we find, and for me personally, is that entire collective is really an opening for community to come and gather and connect, whether you are moving through yoga or meditation, or maybe you're just bringing your kids and your dogs for a coffee and a smoothie. And the day is really about bringing everyone together and celebrating the community that we have and the support that we have and inviting people to connect and really build hope for.
Is it a fundraiser?
Place. It is a fundraiser.
So
we are.
How are you going to be raising the money?
Yes. So we are raising funds for the Breast Health Foundation, which works across South Africa. And the entire day and all the offerings throughout the day are donation based. So you can come as you are and just donate your presence and your energy, or you can make a donation via Zapper, you know, SnapScan, EFT, any of those. And all the proceeds for the day will be going toward the Breast Health Foundation. We've also got a beautiful raffle that's going to be on, and amazing businesses, local businesses and community members who have donated incredible prizes in the raffle. So you can also purchase a raffle ticket throughout the day and win an exciting prize. And all those proceeds will go to breast cancer.
It sounds like a very worthy cause, and I know the environment. I go there fairly regularly, not for the yoga, but for the coffee.
The coffee's delicious.
My beloved loves the yoga. I do the coffee. But either way, you win. It's a gorgeous garden setting and quite special. There is definitely something different about that setting that makes you feel at one, shall we say, with the universe. Now, in terms of people that are trying to connect, because it's a new community, it's a building community, growing community, a lot of folk are feeling a little lost, a little lonely, but don't really want to be seen in an environment of putting the body out there with the yoga, etc. In other words, people that are not used to or familiar with or haven't experienced yet what is to experience through yoga and that Kaya Shala. How would you describe that, and how would you, I suppose, introduce someone that wants to come to what they can expect?
Absolutely. So what's beautiful about this space is that there's really something for everyone. My partner comes, he's not interested in the yoga aspect, but to come and sit at the coffee shop outside.
I probably know him.
Yeah, you probably sit next to him having your coffee. To have a smoothie bowl or a sandwich, to enjoy the sun on the beautiful lawn there.
You know that there's those books in the little secondhand bookstore. I found some treasures.
There's an incredible selection there. Yeah. And that plant space, you could literally walk through there and just feel relaxed and at peace in that space. So as you say, there's something really magical about just being there. And it's very open and welcoming. So many people bring their children, their dogs. You can bring a picnic blanket on Sunday and sit out on the lawn and, even bring your own picnic and just enjoy the space. So it's really welcoming.
But for those wanting to start yoga, are there beginner's classes?
Absolutely. There's an array of classes that take place at Kaya Shala throughout the week. And on Sunday, it's a really great opportunity to just arrive as you are. All of the classes throughout the day are gentle and for all bodies and all abilities. So you can attend a slow flow class and just really get a taste for the yoga. You can go to a meditation. There's a kids yoga class that's happening. And then also on Sunday, we've got the beautiful owners of the farm are hosting a nature walk. So if that's something you're interested, maybe checking out the birds or the grasses or the trees, going on a little nature walk around that incredible space, which is tucked in there in Salt Rock. So.
It's a real hidden gem and quite extraordinary. If you are even vaguely interested, you should definitely take up the offer because it is an extraordinary spot. But just in kind of a parting, Tricia, events like this are more than about fundraising. We've been talking about bringing people together. What message or feeling do you hope that people will take away from the Hearts in Harmony experience?
We really hope that everyone, as you say, feels welcome to come and be a part of the community, be a part of the space, arrive as you are with no expectation, coming to enjoy the sun or enjoy a bit of movement or each other's company around a cappuccino. And just to bring that sense of connection and awareness and support in a world that, as you say, can feel quite lonely, especially on the breast cancer journey and throughout October, which really highlights breast cancer awareness. Just saying we're here and we've got each other's backs no matter what space you're in.
So just as a final reminder, where is the event taking place and when?
Yes. So on Sunday, it's going to be at the Slow Roads Collective, which is on the Claremont Farm, just off the Sheffield Road, directly opposite of Brettonwood Estate. And it will start off at 8 o'clock. We've got a registration, and the first 50 guests are going to receive a goodie bag full of beautiful treats that have been donated. And then throughout the day, there is a series of yoga, meditation, and also the cafe will be open all day. So you can pop in anytime between 8 o'clock and 4 p.m. And at 4, just before 4, we're going to draw the raffle prizes. So definitely come through. There's some amazing prizes from our local businesses here.
Sounds like a wonderful event. I hope it's well supported. I hope you are going to be there. If you're listening to this and even vaguely tempted, I think you'll get so much out of it and you'll be able to contribute to a really worthy cause. Tricia Crooks, my very special guest this morning. Thank you for joining me on The Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
And The Morning Show continues.